The fifth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva is dedicated to the concept we call Bchira. The Rambam is going to explain at length what he defines as one of the most fundamental truths of Yiddishkeit, and that is, we are free human beings, we have free choice. Each and every one of us, no matter our past, our circumstances, our nature, or our nurture, has the freedom to be able to become the authors of our own biography. Perek Chamishi Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Rishus Kol Adam Nesun Aloi, every single human being has full permission, Im Ratzo Lahatis Atzmoy L'derech Toiva V'liyoy Sadeh Karushus B'yadoy. If a person wants to go down the path of goodness and be a righteous human being, he has that power. And if he wants to turn himself to a path of destructiveness and immorality and be a Rasha, once again, he has that power. Who shekasav b'Torah? This is described in the beginning of Torah in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Gimel. After Adam Harishon and Chava eat from the tree of knowledge, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Hein ha'adam haya ka'achad mimenu la'das toiv v'ra. What do these words mean, says the Rambam? Kaloimar, Hashem is saying this. Hein min ze shel Adam haya echad ba'olam ve'ein loy min sheni doima loy b'zeh ha'inyin. The species we call the human being, represented by Adam and Chava, is unique in the world, and there's no other living being or any existence in the world that is similar to Adam in this sense. Heina Adam haya ka'echad. Adam is unique. There's something that is singular about him. He's echad. No other creature, no other being is similar to Adam. In what? Sheyehu me'atzmoy bedaiti ubemachshavtei yoideya hatoy v'hara va'oisa kol mashu chafetz. That he himself, with his own power of perception and thought, can become aware that there are two different paths. There's a path that is productive and a path that is destructive, a path that is moral, a path that is immoral, a path that is good, a path that is bad, and thus act on that and do what he desires to do. This is something that is unique to Adam. I saw the Haksava HaKabbalah writes that the reason our earth is called Eretz, why is our earth called Eretz? Eretz comes from the word Ratzain, desire. Because only planet Earth is habitated with creatures, which we call human beings, who were given this ability to have Ratzain, to be able to act volitionally, to be able to act as free agents with free choice. Every single other creature in the world, spiritual and physical, every living organism, both on our planet and any other planet, and any other spiritual world, are pre-programmed. And therefore, their behavior is predetermined. The only individual, the only type of existence in the world, Heina Adam Haya Ka'achad, there is something echad, absolutely unique and singular about the human being, that despite the fact that there are so many influences in my life, despite the fact that I have a certain genetic and physiological composition, despite the fact that I may have tendencies and influences both from within and from without, nonetheless, a person has the ability to be able to be aware of it. Person has the ability to be able to retreat to a core self which can examine and see that there are two different paths and hence make the choice that he or she desires. V'kivan shekenu. So Hashem says, if this is the case, that Adam has this unique capacity, therefore, pen yishlach yadoi, he may extend his hand and eat also from the tree of life and live forever, which as a result of that, Hashem expels Adam and Chava from paradise. Halacha beis. Al yavoir b'machshavtecha dover zeh sha'im nin tipshei ha'umis v'roiv gulmei b'nei Yisrael. Do not entertain in your thought this notion that is preached by fools among the nations of the world and by most Jews whose minds are not fully developed. Goylam is material that is not fully formed and developed. So he says sometimes a person's mind is not so fully mature and developed, and therefore it may entertain the following thought. Shakadosh Baruch Hu goyzer ala Adam etchilas b'riyasa liyasadik ha'rasha. Hashem decrees upon a person right in the beginning of his creation whether he should be righteous or he should be wicked. Life is predetermined. Ein hadavar kein, the Rambam says. This is not true. Ela kol adam va'adam royu liyasadik ha'moshe rabbeinu o'irasha ki'yiravam. Every single individual has the potential to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu or to be a rasha like Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, he already mentioned in the previous chapter, in Perek Gimel, as a chayte or machti asarab, one of the heinous criminals of the Jewish people and a person who had extraordinary potential. Yeravam ben Nevat was the king who split away from Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, and indoctrinated the Jewish people with idolatry. I can be a tzaddik like Moshe, I can be a rasha like Yeravam. A person has a choice to live a life of wisdom or of folly. To live a life of compassion or cruelty. To live a life of generosity or of stinginess. And the same is true with all other dispositions and characteristics. You have choices. There is nobody who ultimately forces you to go down one path, and there's nobody who cast a decree upon you that compels you towards a certain direction, and there's nobody who pulls you down one path. It's the human being himself, with his own being and his own mind and his own perception, who ultimately chooses the path that he desires. This is what Yirmiyahu Navi says in Eicha. From above does not come evil or good. What does he mean? The creator of the world does not decree upon the person, not the ra and not the toiv. He doesn't force you to be good, nor does he force you to be immoral. If this is the case, nimtza. What we learn from this is that the person who does corrupt his life, he did this to himself. And therefore he should cry, and he should lament and feel remorse what he did to his own soul. The pain, the suffering, the negativity, the toxicity that he caused to his own soul. That's why Yirmiyah continues in the next pasuk, Eicha Perek Gimel Pasuk Lamed Tes, Ma Yisoinen Adam Chai. Why is the living person lamenting and complaining about Hashem? Gever al chatov. Let a man take responsibility for his own mistakes and sins. V'chazav ha'amar, and the pasuk says, Hayil urushu seinu biyodeinu, the next pasuk in Eicha. Since we have our lives in our own hands, I have the power of how to live my life. Umidateinu asinu kol arayis. And basically, all of the destruction, all of immorality was done based on my own choice. Royu lanu lachzer b'tshuva v'lazav. Therefore, it's appropriate for us to transform our lives, to repent and to abandon our wickedness, because just like we had the rishus, just like we had the power and the authority to destroy our lives, we have exactly the same authority and power to transform our lives to the good. Who shekos of acharav. That's why the next pasuk in Eichel says, "Nach besad rechenu v'nachkayru v'nashuva l'Hashem." Let us search our ways. Let us examine ourselves deeply and return to Hashem. Says the Rambam halacha gimel v'ikir ze. This fundamental idea, ikir gadolhu. This is not a small principle. This is an extraordinarily fundamental principle. V'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. This is the pillar of Yiddishkeit. This is the foundation of Torah. It's the foundation of mitzvah. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people in Parshas Nitzavim at the end of his life, Re'ei nasati lefanecha yoim, es hachayim ves hatoy, ves hamoviz ves hara. See, I have placed before you today life and goodness versus death and evil. And Moshe continues, U'bacharta bachayim, and you should choose life. V'kosov. Earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Re'ei Anoichi Noisen Lefnechem Ayayim Brocho Klola. See, my dear Jews, I place before you today the blessing and the curse. Kaloyma, what does he mean? Harishus B'yetchem. You have the power to choose. V'chol She'yachboitza Adam Lasois Mimaisa B'nei Adam Oisa Bein Toivim Bein Royim. Whatever you ultimately desire to do, this is what you have the power to do. Whether it's good deeds or its negative deeds. And because of this, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Veschanan, Miyitein v'hoya levavam zelahem l'yira oisi. If I can only ask and hope that their hearts will be dedicated to fear me and to observe my mitzvahs. Kalaymar, she'ina boirei koyfe b'nei ha'adam. Because the Creator does not compel and force people. V'loi goyzer aleihem lasos tovei ra. He does not decree upon them to do good or bad. Ela libam maser lahem. Their heart is owned by them. So Hashem says, miyitein, I can only hope. V'haya levavam zelahem. This heart which belongs to them, it does not belong to me, kivayachal, it belongs to them. They shall make the right choices as free human beings. Halacha dalet. So the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says this is the basis, the amud ha-Torah mitzvah, the pillar of Torah mitzvahs. Farshim asked the famous question, why did the Rambam choose to put in the halachas of Bechira into Hilchas Tshuva? If it's the pillar of Torah mitzvahs, all of Torah, all of mitzvahs, as he's going to explain, so he could have put it in Hilchis Yisaydei HaTorah, in the beginning, the foundations of Torah. But the Rambam chose to put it into Hilchis Tshuva. Why? I want you to think about this. Halacha Dalet. Ilu haya kel goyzer al adam li yitzadik or rasha. If Hashem would have decreed on a person to be a tzadik or a rasha, ilu haya shom davar shom moishach his adam biker tol dos l'derech min adrochim. Or, if there was something in reality that compelled a person and drew a person and pulled him down one path, something that was essential to his birth, meaning something that is predetermined in his nature, and this would force him and compel him to go down a certain path in life, or lamadim in hamadoyes, or to cultivate a fixed mindset, a fixed weltanschauung, a hashkafas olam, a perspective. Madim in hamadoyes means ideas in life. He is forced to own these ideas, or ledeyim in adeyes, or something in his nature would force him to be stuck in a particular characteristic, or something in his nature, would force him to engage in certain actions. As is believed by the fools, who the Rambam says are the astrologers, who believed that people's trajectory and destiny is predetermined, and you have absolutely no choice about how you're going to live, how you're going to think, how you're going to behave, how you're going to act, what path you're going to take in life. You are basically a victim responding to constellation and forces that transcend you, which the Rambam did not believe is true, as he says, this is foolish. How can Hashem command us through the prophets, do this and don't do this? Enhance your ways, become better people, and do not pursue your wickedness. When you believe that Hashem already decreed how you're going to behave in the beginning of your creation, or it's your nature that is forcing you into in a direction that you cannot move from, you cannot emancipate yourself from. And what room is there for the entire Torah? The whole Torah doesn't make sense. Why are you guiding a person and trying to teach him or her right from wrong, moral from immoral, godly from ungodly, sacred from profane? What's the point? Everything is predetermined. People are just following a predictable pattern or an unpredictable pattern to me, but a predictable pattern to somebody. And what would be the justification for Hashem to penalize the Rasha and reward a tzaddik? There's no reward for the tzaddik. The tzaddik deserves reward? The Rasha deserves punishment? There was no choice. Everything is predetermined. The Rasha was supposed to be a Rasha. There was nothing he can do about it. The tzaddik was supposed to be a tzaddik. He gets no credit for it. Hashoyfet chala aretz lo yaseh mishpat. Paraphrasing the words of Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says, will the judge of the entire world behave chalila in an unjust way, penalizing somebody who never ever had a choice? So the Rambam says, do not entertain this idea. Now, it's true, the Rambam himself said in Hilchas Deis that people can be born with various tendencies. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Deis, he's not contradicting himself. Of course, there are very powerful influences that come from nature or come from nurture. Of course, a person can grow up in certain circumstances and certain realities, internal and external, that have tremendous influence on a person's life. But here is the great, glorious, majestic truth of Judaism, and that is, Hein ha'adam haya ka'echad. There is something about a person that is really resembling the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is something about the human being that reflects the Creator of the world, who is the source of creation and precedes nature and precedes any fixed molds, is free. He chooses. The human being created B'Tselem Elokim, as the Sefarnoi says, what does it mean we're in the image of Hashem? we are also free. We are divine in the sense that despite all the influences in my life, there is a core in me that is invincible, that is indestructible, that is not compelled and fixed to be stuck in a particular mode, as the Rambam said, whether it's a particular path, a particular mindset, a particular characteristic, a particular emotion, or a particular set of behaviors. Rather, I can retreat into that core, examine my life, see the alternatives, see the different paths, and then make a choice. You are never, ever, ever a victim of your past. You are never a victim of your circumstances. You are never a victim of your parents, or the house you grew up in, or things that happened to you as a child, or your own genetic disposition and your own chemistry. You are not a victim of them. Even if they yield powerful influences, Rambam says, never think that they hold you back and they place you in shackles and you can't move from there. No, you are ultimately free and you can exercise that freedom to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu or a rasha like Yeravam ben Nevat. Continues the Rambam and says, Va'al tisma. And don't wonder the timer and ask a question. Here is a great question. How can you believe that a person could do whatever he really desires and his actions are really his own choice? He is the master and he must take responsibility for his actions. Can something happen in our world without the authority, the consent, and the providence, and the desire of the creator of the world? The pasuk says in Tehillim Kuflamadei, Koil asher chafetz Hashem asa b'shamayim v'baretz, whatever Hashem desired, he did in the heaven and the earth. Everything in our world is a manifestation of Hashem's will, and suddenly you're teaching me a whole new theology, and that is no. A human being, it's not up to Hashem's will. I decide. It's my desire. It's my will. Says the Rambam, da, I want you to know, shahakol b'cheftza yeyasa. Everything in the world is done because of Hashem's desire. It's conducted based on Hashem's will. Even though that our actions were given over to us, we are the ones who must desire them. The two ideas seem mutually exclusive. Ketzad, let me explain. Just as the creator of the world desired that the fire and the air should ascend and the water and the earth should descend, and the planets should move in a circular orbit, and the same is true. All other creatures of the world, Hashem embedded within them their unique disposition and nature and chemistry so that they follow the nature, the natural course that Hashem set up for them. Every single organism in our world has its own unique chemistry and composition, and therefore it follows that predictable path, just like the planet follows its predictable orbit and just how the earth follows the laws of nature that govern the behavior of every single thing in our world. Hashem also has one more desire. The same exact way that Hashem embedded within each creature its own unique nature and therefore its patterns of behavior, Hashem also desired that a person should have his life in his own hands and all of his actions should be under his choice. Hashem wanted that the person should have no force that compels him or draws him. But rather, he, through his own being and his own mind that Hashem has given him, that's also from Hashem, should do whatever a person can do. In other words, what the Rambam says is, your freedom is also a manifestation of Hashem's will, including my ability to make choices that may be destructive. Sadly, that is also a manifestation of Hashem's will. So just like every other creature, its behaviors are predetermined, basically a manifestation of Hashem's design and Hashem's plan for this particular creature or being or existence, whether in heaven or on earth. The human being was created by Hashem in a way that he should make those choices. He, who is actually the reflection of Hashem in this world, the manifestation of the Creator in this world, like the Rambam said in Hilchos Deos, V'alachta B'drachav, our function is to imitate Hashem, to become a mirror of Hashem. We are the embodiment of Hashem in this world, the Tzelem Elokim, the imprint of God in this world. Hashem's will for the person is to be free, to choose your life, to choose your behaviors, to choose your actions. Lefichach, therefore, Dani Noisei Lefi Maisav. Therefore, a person is judged according to his actions. If he did good, he benefits. If he led a destructive life, there is agony involved. That's why the Navi says in Malachi, this came to you from your own hands. Yeshaya says, "Gam heima bacharu b'darcheihem." They chose their own path. Ubinyan zomar shleima. That's why Shleima Melech said in Kehelas, "Smach bachur b'yaldu secha." Enjoy, my young lad, your youthful years. And he continues, "Halech b'darchei libcha b'mari einecha." Follow the paths of your heart and the gaze of your eyes. V'dayan no ki al kol elo yaviacha alekim b'mishpat. But know that everything will be judged. Kiloimar, da, no, sheyesh biyotcha koyech lasos. Appreciate the potential that you have in life. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech says, appreciate your youthfulness, appreciate your creativity, your talents, your cravings, your resources, and realize that you ultimately have to choose how to live your life, how to harness your talents, how to maximize your potentials, how to deal with the opportunities of life. And remember, ultimately, you will harvest your own fruit. You create the type of life that you want to create for yourself, and you are going to have to live with the consequences, and you can always recreate a new path for your life. Halacha Hey, the last halacha, the Rambam explores one of the great philosophical questions from the times of yore till this very day. Shema Taimer, you might say, Halei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Mashiach Kodem Shiyah. Hashem knows the future before it happens. He knows everything that's going to unfold before it unfolds. So here is the question. Yada Shezat Tzadik HaRasha or La Yada? Did Hashem know that this individual is going to be a Tzadik or a Rasha, or he did not know it before it happened? Im yada shui a tzaddik. Let's break down the question. If Hashem knew that I'm going to be a tzaddik, then ef shishalai a tzaddik, then it's impossible that this person should not be a tzaddik. Because if Hashem knew that he's going to be a tzaddik and Hashem's knowledge is true, so then this person must follow that path and he's compelled to be a tzaddik, so he has no choice. V'im toimer, you might say, sheyada shiyeh tzaddik v'efshe shiyeh rosh. You might say, yeah, Hashem knew that he's going to be a tzaddik, but you know what? This man can surprise God and he can ultimately become a rasha because he has the choice to live a life that is contrary to God's knowledge beforehand. Okay, says the Rambam, harei le'yada adavar al-buryeh. That would mean that Hashem's knowledge is flawed, Chalila, that Hashem really does not know things accurately. In other words, he can speculate and think, oh, this guy is going to be a tzaddik, but ultimately the guy has free choice and Hashem is like, whoops, I was wrong. The Rambam feels that these two ideas are mutually exclusive. So if Hashem can't be wrong, Hashem's knowledge is absolute and accurate because he's the infinite creator of the world and therefore he knows everything, great. But that means I am just a victim of his decision. And if Hashem does not know everything accurately and therefore I can actually create the future of my life on my own, does that mean that Hashem does not really know the future? Says the Rambam, Da, I want you to know, Shetshuvas Shaila Zu, Arucha Me Eretz Midu Rechava Miniyam. The answer for this question is longer than the size of the earth, and it's broader than the size of the ocean. V'kame Ikarim G'doylim V'harorim Ramim Tluyim Ba. And many great principles and tall mountains are dependent on the answer to this question. Avol Tzorich Ataleido Lahavim B'dover Zesh Ani Yomer. But what I do want you to know and understand is the following principle that I'm going to share with you. We already explained in the second chapter of Hilchis Yisoidei HaTorah, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Eini Yedeya Bedeya Shei Chutz Memenu, Ki Bnei Adam Shehein V'daitam Shnayim, Elohu Yizbarach Shmoi V'daitay Echad. Hashem's knowledge is not similar in any way to the knowledge of human beings. Hashem does not know reality through an instrument of knowledge through cognitive faculties, which is outside of him. Just like human beings, where there is a definition, there is a distinction between the human being and the knowledge that he acquires. As the Rambam said in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, and he explains it in Ma'ariv Nevuchim, that there are three components. There is the person, there are our cognitive faculties, and then there is the knowledge, the wisdom, the data, the information that we acquire. He calls it Hamada. There's the knowledge, there's the instruments of knowledge, there's the Yodea, the knower, and the Yadua, the known. He says, by Hashem, this division doesn't exist. He doesn't know things through instruments of cognition that are distinct from him, or knowing something that is outside of him, like human beings. Elohu Yizbaruch Shmoi V'dayte Yechad. Hashem himself, his name, and his knowledge are all completely one and indivisible. Vein Dayte Shaladim Yechayla Lahasik Dover Zal Buria. There's no way that the mind of a human being can comprehend this fully. Yes, we can try to explain it a little bit. For example, we can say, since Hashem is the source of everything, and Hashem existed before there was anything, and everything ultimately comes from Hashem, and Hashem is completely one and infinite, so therefore, all of the knowledge of Hashem and all of the experiences of Hashem are all included within his infinite and indivisible oneness, where a human being is introduced and comes into the world at a certain point in history, and we're living in an environment that is distinct of us. There is an environment and there's me, and there's faculties and materials in me that existed before I was even here. So therefore, the knowledge I acquire is distinct of me, and therefore there's a synthesis of different elements of different entities. Hashem, everything is in the context of his infinite oneness. So the Rambam says, but you have to realize that Hashem's knowledge is completely of a different magnitude and of a different plateau, something that is not only bigger than us, but something that we can't fully understand. Just as a person doesn't have the capacity to comprehend and to discover the truth of the Creator, can I ever define or articulate in my mind what is Hashem? What does the Creator look like? What is this essence? What is this being we call the Creator? The Pasuk says in Kisisa, Hashem tells Moshe, no man has seen me and lived. So the Rambam says in exactly the same way, person doesn't have the ability to comprehend and discover the mind of the Creator. Husha Navi Yomer. This is what the Navi Yeshayahu says in Perik Nun Hei. Ki loy machshevoisei machshevoiseichem, veloy darcheichem drachay noom Hashem. My thoughts are not your thoughts, my paths are not your path, says Hashem. Vekiven shekeinu. Since this is the case, ein banu koyach leida. We don't have the intellectual capacity to know. Ha'eich yeda kadosh baruch hu kol habruim ha'maseim. How exactly does Hashem know all of the creations and all of their activities? And because we do not have the capacity to describe what Hashem's knowledge looks like, what it consists of, what is his process of knowing. Just as I really can't talk about Hashem himself, there's no way I can ever understand who is the Creator, what is the Creator. I am one of the creations. My brain was created by Hashem, so there's no way that my brain has the capacity to define and articulate infinity. And therefore, I can learn certain things, I can try to understand certain things, but the Rambam says, ultimately, no man has seen me and lived. The same exact truth is relevant to appreciating Hashem's knowledge, saying Hashem knows the past, Hashem knows the future, Hashem knows the present, Hashem knows every single creation, Hashem knows everything that's happening in the world, Hashem knows the actions of every single human being. So the Rambam says, there's absolutely no way for me to understand what it means that Hashem knows, and therefore, the entire question of Hashem's knowledge contradicting free choice must be removed from my rational speculation because I don't know what I'm dealing with. If I can describe and understand divine knowledge, then I can start asking the question, is it mutually workable with choice? Does it exclude choice? Does it not exclude choice? But the Rambam says, you have to understand that you don't understand. Avol noida b'loy safek. But this we know without a doubt, Shemaisa Adam Biyad HaAdam, that the actions of a person are in the hands of a person. And Hashem does not compel him or decree upon him not to do something or not to refrain from something. And it's not only because of our religious tradition that we know this. It's not only because the Torah teaches us that we have freedom, as the Rambam brought so many different psukim of the Tanakh throughout this whole chapter. That's true. But Ela Berayis Brudis Medivri HaChachma. We also know this through clear proofs from the paths of wisdom. That's why the prophet tells us, Shadoninas Ha'adam Al Kol Maisav Kifi Maisav Im Toivim Ra, that a person can be judged for all of his actions, based on the quality of his actions, whether they are moral or immoral, whether they are constructive or destructive, whether they are wholesome or broken. And this is the foundation, the fundamental principle upon which all the words of the prophecy are dependent. Now you're going to ask a question. The famous question of the Ravid. What the Rambam asked the question? And it seems like, what was his answer? His answer is, I can't understand. So the Ravid, Rabbein Avram ben David, says, don't ask questions when you don't have answers. Because when you ask questions, you just trigger the curiosity of people who may not have the questions. What do you have to confuse them? If you're going to have a good answer, great. If you're going to tell me, oh, you can't understand it, so why start the question? This is the great commentary of the Ravid on the Rambam here, where he quite harshly criticizes the Rambam for delving into this in his book of Halacha, Hilchas Tshuva. Discussing more about the Ravid and the Rambam and their perspectives on this question, we will have to leave that for the second part of this shiur, our question and answer segment that we will do for Perek Hey, which is posted as a second video on theyeshiva.net. In the second segment, we will explore more details about the question of Hashem's knowledge and reconciling it with our free choice. I also still owe you the question of why the Rambam decided to discuss Bechira in Hilchas Tshuva and not in Hilchas Yesodei HaTorah. We have an answer from Reb Shneur Kotler. We have an answer from Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. We have an answer from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. All this in the question and answer segment on Perek Hey of Hilchas Tshuva, posted on theyeshiva.net. This, the Rambam says, is the foundation of Torah and Mitzvah, that a person has Bechira.